Good evening and welcome to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry and I have BJ Sullivan with Brick Nutrition in today. Hi, BJ.
Hey, Tiffany.
Thanks for coming in. So you just opened a baby brand new store in town.
Right, we did.
How long ago? A couple weeks now, just right?
October the 22nd. So okay. This is our second.
Rocking and rolling. So are you, let's get a little history on you. You're from here, correct?
Moved here in 98 with my family.
Okay. Yes. So relatively here. Were you one of the kids? So how old were you in
seventh grade.
Okay.
Christmas.
So were you one of the kids that were like, I need to get out of here? Or were you like, I'm going to stay here forever?
I don't know. You know, periodically, obviously everybody's going to be like, I got to get out.
Yeah.
Right? Like I said, here since 98, I've only lived in one other place, and it was in Somerset, Kentucky for 12 months, right back here to Cookeville, Tennessee, and yeah.
So did you, what was like little BJ, what were the plans that you were going to, entrepreneurship is newer in your blood right now, so what were your plans to do?
Teach, coach, mm-hmm. Impact young children's lives, impact someone's life, right?
Yeah.
I do. I've actually got an associate's in elementary education, and so I wanted to transition into coaching and just coach, which I've got some history in.
So you were really big into sports was
your
thing?
Yeah, sports, activity. I actually did run a lawn care business when I was in high school.
Did you think as a high school, entrepreneurship, but
yeah.
Kids probably don't really think of it in that respect.
Right. It was just pushing a lawnmower, right? Chasing it down for gas money.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. But I mean, it is like, you know, having customers and making sure you're meeting
right.
what, you know, but I
right.
think there's so much value in that that people probably don't even, high school kids don't really think about.
No.
I have my own business.
Right. Yeah.
So after that, you graduate in...
Yeah, 2004, went to school for education, right? That's mm-hmm. what I wanted to do. School and I never did get along, right? I was athletic. I'd rather be with people hanging out, you know,
mm-hmm.
again, back impacting lives, right? Like, I'd rather be interacting.
Right.
School really wasn't for me.
Which is okay, in
right.
case people
exactly.
doubt that sometimes.
That is not a negative statement.
Right. There's a lot of successful entrepreneurs, very successful, that are like... school was not my thing. And
right.
I think it's just being put in that box
right.
and not being able to kind of do what need, you know, fly basically.
Right. Right. So yeah, not a bad thing. Not a negative at all. Finished all, but really I got about, you know, maybe 3 to 4 semesters of having a consumer science degree.
Yeah.
Transitioned, you know, from the elementary side to retail. When I was, I don't know, right around the time Kelly and I got together, right?
Yeah.
2008-ish. I was working at the detail department at Hyundai of Cookeville here in town, cleaning cars. Went from that to selling cars online digitally, and then, you know, I was already taking the classes and stuff like that through the University of Alabama online, Bama by Distance, mm-hmm. and transitioned into retail. And mm-hmm. that's where I've spent since 2008, right? 2010.
Yeah. So about 10 years ish.
Yeah.
In retail.
Right.
And you know, you did pretty well selling things and kind of developing the relationships with people and in what you were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coaching went to the wayside at that time.
So I've actually periodically been involved with local wrestling here in town, Cookeville Youth Wrestling. I was the head coach of that program last year.
Well, and now that you have children,
right.
it's, you know, you kind of yeah. have to transition into that realm of like kind of doing what they're doing and coaching what they're doing. And
right.
So is your son a wrestler?
He calls himself a wrestler, right? He's 5. So, he's interested, but he's still trying to fill out, you know, exactly what kind of sports and athletics. He's got, you know, basketball hoop at home, things of that nature, footballs. So he loves to throw, play catch, but, yeah, I'd like for him to wrestle.
Yeah.
Know, so.
Yeah. So Kelly, your wife, mm-hmm. has been involved in multi-level marketing, direct sales for a very long time and
right.
runs a successful Mary Kay business here in the Upper Cumberland. And so you somewhat got involved in your own side of things as well.
Right.
So tell me about that.
So we've actually opened a nutrition club here in town. Mm-hmm. Really, you know, to serve the community. We've had this opportunity about 15 months. We've got some really good friends that have gotten some success with it.
So you've been doing this before you opened the brick and mortar, the actual
correct
business.
Correct. So, and then it just, I guess all the puzzle pieces just fell in all at once. Really the last 60 days, you know, going on 70, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
Just a huge leap of faith. Really just, and we've been blessed, you know, and there's been several instances throughout the entire process from blank space to, you know, you were there what, a couple of days ago,
yeah,
right? To
yeah,
that, to what we're been able to do and meeting new faces, right? My wife's lived here for 35 years, you know, in January.
Yeah.
I've lived here since 98, right? And so we know a lot of people, but the amount of people that we've been able to meet because of Brick, right? That's been the biggest thing.
Isn't it funny that you think you know so many people? I know everybody, especially Kelly. Right. Kelly, everyone knows. But I bet you the first couple of opening days, there were tons of people that she didn't even know. And she's like, wow, Cookeville's much bigger than I ever would have thought.
Right. And it is. And that's the thing, like with Cookeville, it's always been just big enough, right? But it still feels like the family ties are there, right? Like mm-hmm. the mom and pops, everything is so local and small in the knit community that we live in. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
In case you're just joining us, we have BJ Sullivan with Brick Nutrition in today. And you just opened this shop down South Jefferson, kind of in the Prescott school zone area. And so for 15 months or so, you're selling teas and herbal drinks,
right,
kind of directly to people, and you're instilling health and wellness in people.
Yeah.
And so what makes you think, okay, let's actually quit my full-time job and open a brick and mortar business?
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. So what, tell me about the process.
Why not? Right. the answers to that are like, they're numerous, right? We can put it in front of people, right? We can't put it in front of them fast enough at this point. Just serve, right? Like, mm-hmm. just how many people can we serve, right?
Do you think that you could impact, I mean, selling from your home, you can sell to anywhere in the world. Right now, only people can come into this to buy from Brick. They have to come in your doors. So you think that, well, is it going to be less impactful? Is it going to be, you know, is this going to be okay or not okay?
We actually have the opportunity. We can still sell it, you know, however we need to. Right? Mm-hmm. We can drop ship.
Mm-hmm. And so people can kind of still order from you online. Mm-hmm. Do you, so you have this business, and what do you think is the secret ingredient to what you're doing at Brick?
Hard work. I mean, really. Fast food for healthy people, right? You were in, and we even kind of chatted a little bit, in and out in less than probably 5 minutes.
So explain the process, too. So I went in, and I said, hey, I'm going to, you know, I'll have a shake. And you're like, well, here's... So explain why you're supposed to get the tea and the shake, and explain that whole process.
So we offer a full meal replacement, right? 24 vitamins, minerals, and nutrients inside of that shake. 200, 250 calories, which is exponentially low for what you're going to get. You're going to get 24 to 27 grams of protein. Obviously, that's going to... fluctuated whether it's not got peanut butter in it or not, right? Mm-hmm. And so we offer that along with one of our, you know, loaded teas. And tea is green, black, and oolong tea, right? It's not necessarily the taste of. So you're going to get the metabolic boost, right? Obviously, you're going to get some caffeine, right? Everybody's drinking the energy drinks, but these have zero sugar. It's a plant-based stevia product that we use. And they've got ginseng, guarana, B6, B12, got C vitamins for antioxidants, ginseng and guarana, right, for mental focus. And then we put liquid aloe in the top for digestive health and absorption of the nutrients in the shake.
So for those who have just listened to the last 2 minutes of you really explaining health and nutrition, how does a guy that wants to coach sports have, I mean, I see the correlation a little bit, but you're obviously well-versed in nutrition now. And so where did you get those skills to know about nutrition? That's not the same as coaching somebody how to, wrestling moves, right?
Well, I would just say mentorship, right? Mm-hmm. I had a personal trainer actually for the past almost 6 months, right? I need to get back in the gym too.
That's a common entrepreneurship issue, right?
Right. He guided me a lot. And then even coming up through, right, with the high school, you know, I wrestled in high school, you know, played football. So nutrition was always there. Even took some nutrition classes in college. So it's not a new thing to me. I've taken the proteins and stuff like that. Most of them have just, I don't like the taste. Mm-hmm. Some of them you can shake in a shaker and they're not bad, but they always have that taste.
The grittiness.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. If you get that in my shop, I mean, I've even asked people, if you get it, let me have it back. I'll make you another one. I'll throw that one in the trash. That's not what we want to serve. I want it to be delicious. I'm mm-hmm. a food guy. I like to, you know, sit out by the grill and smoke meat and things of that nature. And if I don't like it, then I wouldn't even want you to taste it.
Taste is really important to you. And so you want to fit, part of your mission was to figure out a way to have good tasting, healthy, fast. Those were kind of your right. key initiatives with opening this place.
Yeah, I think we've found it. I don't think we've perfected it. You know, you can't do that in
two, three weeks.
I mean, you're kidding. But no, I'm a perfectionist almost to a fault at sometimes. I try to stay as grounded as I can, but I want it to be, you know, I want people to walk in and say, wow, like this is a place that I'd like to just come just to see these guys.
Well, and part of it too is the actual business aspect. And yes, you're instilling, you know, an option for people, but the business that you're growing and you're able to grow, I'd like to talk about that in just a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters on News Talk 94.1. I'm Tiffany Anton with the Biz Foundry, and I'm BJ Sullivan with Brick Nutrition in today. And so we kind of talked a little bit about what the shakes are and the nutritional value, but let's talk about the business aspect of it. So you have not opened a business before. A brick and mortar is definitely different. So you had to find a location. How do you even go about, and why do you pick the location you pick? There's a lot of empty buildings in this town.
Yeah, there are. Traffic is really good there. The school's there. Lots of residential area right there. Still growing even. Mm-hmm.
And it's a cute little mall that's there.
You know,
that's probably what you're thinking.
Ironically, when we moved here from Rincon, Georgia in 98, we lived over in Park Village, which is off of 10th. Mm-hmm. And we, shortly after, my parents built a house less than a mile from where we've opened our shop.
So it kind of brings it home a little bit.
Right. It's like I told you before, like the dominoes, the ripple effect, it's been unbelievable ride.
Yeah. So like I said, you're down on South Jefferson, kind of by Prescott. So you find this building, gut it out, make it pretty inside. How much was that like kind of family involvement in things?
Yeah. So it was huge, right? And we actually didn't get anything. It was a blank space when we got there. So all we had to do
build
was build it out.
I'm not a construction person.
Me either.
And but your bar is very pretty. I mean, thank you. It looks
good.
We
actually sourced that to a guy that, my personal trainer, right? So the guy that was here in town. So, yeah. And he's actually moved in, but he hooked us up with a guy.
And so how much of that was your vision of how to run a shop and how the, you know, I mean, you got the shakes on the wall that are kind of a system that you can pull out and all that kind of stuff and see how do you even know that have the vision for how that's going to work and look and the flow of things?
Yeah. So a couple of really good friends of mine operate these shops in Georgia and I studied them. One of them's got that type system and the other one just runs a very, very high volume, the largest volume in North America store. And just watching, but the vision of the shop wasn't mine at all. Yeah. I can't take any credit, right? So the beginning, you know, the end, the bookend is what I keep telling people of Brick is Kelly, right? And yes. So that's, you know.
So the Brick stands for?
It's BJ, Riker, Isabella, and Kelly, and that's the four of us, right?
So your two kids and your wife, Kelly. Mm-hmm. So she's the bookend. And so what? She was the visionary?
She actually...
Shocking.
Right.
For those who know Kelly.
Yeah. So she actually, I told her kind of what I wanted. We looked at the space and figured out what I actually wanted wasn't going to be realistic at all. And she designed it. She mapped it out. And I tried to make it as efficient as it could be. You know, I don't know how many steps I need to take in a day, but I know how many I'm doing. Right.
Yeah.
But no, the way the bar's laid out, all of that, we've got a mural on the wall. That was me. That's about the only thing I could take credit for.
So who did the mural? Some shout out.
Yeah, Melinda Poston, and it is fabulous. If you guys haven't seen it, don't even come for a shake or tea. Come look at this mural, get your picture with it. It's awesome. It's unbelievable.
And it's just a nod to Cookeville and kind of a love of the area. And it's a mural that has kind of different facets of the community.
It does. It's got the courthouse. It's got Burgess Falls. It's got the fountain at Dogwood Park, the bike arch at the depot. It's got the depot facing from kind of like Cream City back into. So you've got the 9/11 mural there as well. I knew I was going to miss one.
They'll have to come see you.
They'll have to come see to find out what the missing link is there. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next after this? So you're doing it kind of online for a year or so. You quickly just jump right in. I'm going to quit my full-time job. I'm going to open this store, really make this take off. I'm going to invest into this. So what happens now? Okay. So you're constantly busy for a year. What's next?
I don't know. That's right. I'm just going to keep passing each bridge as it comes to me at this point. I've made the reference several times to having the cruise control set. And if anybody's ridden with me that's listening, they know I'm going, right?
Yeah.
Probably 75 to 80. If any police are listening, please don't follow me.
That's 65.
Yeah,
for
that's
the police
65. But no, I'm going to sit there in the left lane. And when somebody hits the blinker and turns left, I'm going to tap the brakes and see what we got to do to adjust.
Do you have a plan to open more Brick Nutrition stores throughout the Upper Cumberland and kind of expand out of Cookeville, or this is where your home base is, so you want to stay here?
Yeah, this is definitely going to be home base. We're going to stay here, but yeah, we definitely can see and foresee it moving, you know, into different areas of the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or even a bigger space. I mean, it's a smaller space and maybe a place. What has it been like to open a business in the middle of a pandemic?
I have always kept blinders on to almost a fault, like the perfectionist type thing. So being in the retail aspect of things, the COVID pandemic.
Well, how was that in the retail aspect of things?
If you've tried to buy anything online or anything in particular, you know, the manufacturing has been super, super slow on things because they were, you know, 30% capacity post the 60 to 70 day shutdown. So, just been praying a lot. Haven't lost a lot of sleep. I slept like a baby last night, though. You know, I was up every 3 hours. So,
yeah.
But I did go to sleep at like 7:30, so it was great. Not really stressful at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been days, right, where you're just like, oh my goodness, you can't, you know. But
It is interesting. I think that the Upper Cumberland has kind of found ways to pivot. And maybe, you know, maybe had this been a year ago and there had not been a pandemic, maybe there would be seating in there. And right now there's no seating in the shop. And because we looked at life a little differently then, you know, a year ago, but maybe it would have been a little bit different. But, you know, we're resilient and we kind of figure out how to do things a different way. And and you haven't seen that it affects anything. You know, people think, oh, a restaurant or someplace that I'm going to get a meal or a drink, there's some I need to be able to sit. Was that even an option for you, is to have a place to sit in there?
Only because of the layout. The facilities in the place are all the way in the back, which would have then had, you know, general public walking through pretty much the kitchen area, right? So it wouldn't have been that, you know, and I want it to be clean. You've been in, right? I'm constantly wiping things down. I want it to be super clean. So no, not really. And it's fast, right? Like, we want you in and out. You want to be in and out. Nobody likes standing around in lines anymore.
I mean, I like to chat with people, so I probably stayed for longer than 5 minutes.
Right, but see, and so like the way the counter's laid out and the space we kind of have that option, right? Yeah. We can kind of stand, and we're not really in the flow of traffic of things. We can stand and chat. And I've got several people that do, you know, on a daily basis, and it's nice, you know, you get to just slow down, right? And you don't have to be that fast all the time.
Yeah. In case you're just joining us, we have BJ Sullivan with Brick Nutrition in today. So we're heading into, we're in November now, and we're heading into the holiday season. Anything coming, changes that you're making for that?
There will be. So we actually unrolled some hot shakes. So it's gotten a little colder. And so that'll be still full meal replacement, but it's going to be served hot. We've got currently cinnamon roll and pumpkin pie.
And how many you just bring up a good point. So how many varieties? You have a large variety. How many different kinds of shakes do you have?
We've currently got 24 shakes in the shop.
Yes. And then how many types of teas?
23.
And they're totally different. You know, the shakes are kind of desserty and the teas are kind of candy-ish, is, I guess, maybe.
Be close, right?
Way to describe that. So as you're growing in and you're develop, how do you even decide to develop different products? So, okay, so we decide, oh, it's getting cold, let's make some warm things. Where do you, you saw somebody else do it, or?
Yeah.
So there's a big network of mentors that you have access to. I think you'll create your own. Did you create any of your own shakes so far?
I haven't, but we're tinkering with them, right? So, I mean, we've got that access.
Well, and that's hard because where do you get your, I mean, I guess you have customers check it out, but, you know, something that's good to you may be awful to me you know.
I try to have a pretty big variety. You know, ones that you see that kind of top sellers in other shops, you're like, okay, well, it's going to be well-rounded. It's going to be selling. So you kind of go from there, but then, you've got your like personal favorites and, quite frankly, the first couple of weeks here, my personal favorites are our best sellers. So.
Is there any way to make like hearty flavor? So like, let's say I'm not a sweet person. Any way to make more like hearty-ish kind of flavors?
So we're actually going to, and I've actually got it ordered. So it's on its way, full vegan option, and tinkering with some spinach and kale. So, I mean.
Which may sound horrible to some people.
Right, some people may be, you know, full for it. So, I mean, we can get, you know, wild berries, stuff like that in that vegan option. So
yeah. Well, and that's just another facet of things and ways you can impact the community. So how can people find you if they're, we've already said your location on Jefferson.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and say the address. I have no idea.
It's 1680 South Jefferson Avenue, Suite H.
Okay. And how can people find you if they want to just check out what your shakes look like or?
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, and Google.
And it's Brick Nutrition, B-R-I-K, Nutrition. And so you're on all the social medias and people can connect with you there.
Yep.
Is there an online ordering option at the moment?
We do have an app.
And so people can look on your Facebook page to see the app and download the app and get, and would that save them time, I take it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You've got a time that you're expected to be at the store, you know. You can actually plug that in and, we've got it ready. We launched
that. Do you do deliveries to the car yet? Is that an option?
Oh. I actually did a few of those just the other day. Yep.
Probably when it's raining and whatnot. Where
now the sun was shining.
Oh, okay.
Pulled right up to the door and called in and I walked it out.
There you go. Anything else that you want to tell our listeners today?
Come check us out. You won't be disappointed. If you are, let me know. I'll take care of
it. And you're there at the moment. You're there pretty much from open to close.
Yeah, 6:30 to 4 Monday to Friday, and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday,
so
and I'll be there.
If somebody wants some consultation on kind of like, okay, well, how does this work? What do I want to do? How do I put the right things in my body? You're there to kind of consult with them and let them know.
Yeah, come see me. I'd be more than happy to sit down and talk with you. Or just stand there at the counter. Easy, no problem at all.
All right, well, BJ Sullivan with Brick Nutrition. Check him out on Facebook. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Tiffany.